Brighton Festival 2018.
British stroke German arts collective Gob Squad, I love their pun, have performed all over the world for 25 years. The UK premiere of Creation, in brackets, picture for Dorian, is inspired by Oscar Wilde's Dorian Gray, the guy who remains eternally youthful, but with a decaying portrait tucked away in the attic. I've got one of those as well. Everywhere they perform, Gob Squad bring in local people as part of the show, working with three younger and older performers, this time from Brighton and Hove. I went to meet them earlier as they were setting up at the Attenborough Centre in preparation for the show.
Okay, so look into the camera and show us your selfie face.
So, my selfie face?
Yes. What are you trying to convey with that face?
Cuteness.
Do you think you're succeeding?
Yes.
My name is Bastian, and I'm part of Gob Squad, which is a collective of seven artists, English and German, and we're doing a performance called Creation, Pictures for Dorian.
My name is Berit, I'm also part of the collective Gob Squad, and in Creation I'm playing myself, actually.
Many people will be familiar, even if they haven't read the story, of A Picture of Dorian Gray, of a young man who leads a decadent lifestyle, meanwhile in the attic he has a portrait which is decaying and showing his kind of inner rot, as it were. This is the reference point for your piece. So tell me how you're examining concepts around beauty, aging, maybe even rot.
We had the idea to not only work on this topic on ourselves. We invited six guests from Brighton, three from a generation younger than us and three from a generation older than us, all having had a life on stage or wanting to have a life on stage. So we're putting all of the topics from the novel more to our lives and in relation to a generation older and younger, and how do we deal with aging, and how where do we look at, where do we think we are, and where do we actually are. And all of these topics are coming into a kind of a narrative of how to create something. We're more identifying with the artist in the book and not so much with the Dorian, maybe. So we're identifying with someone who tries to create something which they like or which they watch decaying. And then later they will go and the art itself will survive. All of these topics were interesting to us.
We do live in an age obsessed with youth and beauty, so it's very topical. Obviously, in Oscar Wilde's day, they lived in an age obsessed with youth and beauty. So how do you explore the topicality of today's anxieties around aging?
Well, in various ways, it's this pool of performers, and they all have or want a life in the limelight. Basically, we live off being looked at. This is kind of our capital, and our body is our capital that we are here with. And of course, these days, you can do a lot to kind of try and extend your life by trying to shape your body, trying to maybe control it as much as you can by shaping workouts, dieting, whatever concepts there is, plastic surgery if you want to. Maybe the body is actually the only capital these days which is still sort of in our control, or is it? And that's the kind of question we try to explore with these kind of older generation and the generation below us. And also, of course, the whole obsession of that we are so concerned about constructing a self-image the whole time and how to present that. And everybody kind of knows kind of like how to take a picture of yourself, how to come across and how to sell that, so to say, and the value of that. And this is all kind of points that we try to draw on or play with in a very kind of playful way, I would say, as well.
Because I was wondering about that, because I've looked at other Gob Squad work, and your work is very, very funny and very subversively humorous. Where does the humour appear in this, without giving too much away?
Well, the humour often comes through us for trying to fulfil a task. And the bracket sentence, pictures for Dorian, is quite important because, of course, we are middle-aged, which Dorian never was. I mean, physically, he always looked very young, and he always was seen as young and beautiful, and he had all the success because he was young, and he could do all the naughty things because he was young and beautiful. And we're not anymore. So we're...
I don't know.
Well, that's how it feels. So the show is about making a picture for Dorian from the middle-aged perspective, with all the struggle, but with all the fun you have and all the excitement about you're in the middle of it, but where are we actually? We're know-it-all. No, we don't. And we want to stay here. Can we? Do we still have it? All of these things. And I think the whole show is a big picture from a middle-aged generation looking on stage life and presenting yourself, looking at your body and what you have achieved and stuff like that.
I guess the humor, I hope, also comes in the aspect that we are kind of like treating our guests as if they were material to work with, like art objects, so to say. That's quite brutal to a certain extent, but I think there is something kind of hopefully funny in that as well, that of course we are sort of overwhelmed with this material because they are humans and they're actually stars kind of by themselves. But we kind of try and shape this material as much as we can and keep control over it and turn these kind of beautiful objects into artworks on stage. To a certain extent, this is also failing and there's improvisation in there. And yeah, there is the attempt that we try and kind of turn all this into beautiful images, and to a certain extent, we don't succeed.
What would you like an audience to take away from seeing creation?
What I took away from it was an unusual situation of three generations trying to create art together. And there's one scene in it which I really like, is where you have a mirrored box where one of us is sitting in and we have an older person on one side and a younger person on the other side. And there's a three-way conversation where you really try to tackle the topics of life, but together. And it's not a family, which is a usual situation where you have three generations meeting. It's artists, but it's also human beings. It's people with questions to life. And somehow the excuse of art gives the very unusual situation something which I took away from, which really moved me.
My name is Kate Dyson, and I'm here as one of the visiting artists, which means literally I am an artist's model. And we are led to different positions to do different things on stage. So it's not too scary, even though we only have a very short rehearsal period, because they hold our hands.
What inspired you to get involved?
Well, I did a workshop before Christmas last year, which I thought was absolutely fascinating, because the bits that you're not in, you can actually see there's a lot of stuff looking through mirrors and frames, framing different scenes. And I have to say, it looks absolutely extraordinary. It's really beautiful. It's a very interesting project, and I think lovely to do as well.
And what have your thoughts been then about working in that kind of cross-generational way? Has it made you think more maybe about your own ageing, your own self-image?
No, I think I've got used to that. I'm one of the older ones, but that's okay. I've got a past. And it actually is very interesting. It's in no way threatening or anything. It's absolutely fine.
What do you take away from being part of this?
I think it's something totally different to anything else I've ever done, because you're not creating a character. So you are improvising, although you're being led all the time. It's just it's a fascinating process, because it's not really quite like anything else. It's not like a normal structured piece with a rehearsal period and then performances. And I think it will inevitably be slightly different at every performance.
I also think we are working a lot with this kind of triangle and the power relationship and the struggle between the kind of artist, artwork and viewer, and how these three sort of make the art together. So of course, the viewer, like the audience, the spectator, also has a kind of role in this. Without the viewer, there's no point in us kind of exhibition ourselves.
Well, that was three of the participants in Gob Squad's creation, Pictures for Dorian, and that runs at the Attenborough Centre for the Creative Arts up at Falmer from tomorrow, Wednesday, through to Saturday. Sounds fascinating. I mean, I popped up there today and they had the performers that they brought in from Brighton and Hove. So three young performers, three older performers, and the Gob Squad people kind of sandwiched in the middle, in their middle age. And they have 2 days to rehearse all of this and put it all together.
Well, they were saying it's not really a rehearsal. I mean, it sounds like a very intriguing piece and, worth popping to Acca.
It looks great, actually. Have a look at Gob Squad's website, because they've done some really interesting things. And people I know have seen their stuff before, which I actually haven't. They've been raving about it.
How many nights is that on for?
It's only four nights. Don't ask me to do instant maths on my fingers.
Through till Saturday. Yeah. Okay, yeah, so chance to catch that.
The Brighton Festival 2018. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.